Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I've learned to embrace suffering and to believe that it is a gift that keeps my heart pure, because I would, just like every human, I would attach to the successes that God has given me for his glory if I weren't being also beat down by them. You know what I mean? I think the dark side of ministry and the attacks that many times I can never tell or write about because they have to do with other people that I care about. But those dark, dark, hard things so far have kept my appetite for success or a bigger platform or ministry in its place, because I don't crave that. I don't want that. I fear that. I fear that my soul for that. You know, I remember writing somebody that I respected, and I'll just say who it is. It's Lisa Chan, Francis Chan's wife. I watched Francis at the time that God was kind of giving me more of a public ministry. At the same time, he was kind of stepping away and moving into a really quiet, dark part of the world and in San Francisco, and ministering to really difficult people and places. And he didn't keep just trying to do the next big thing in public ministry. And it was so comforting to me. And I remember writing her, because we had a mutual friend, and just saying, you know, how do you keep your soul in this? How do you not, because I fear if I walk forward in all these great opportunities that God's given me, that I will get to heaven and God says, you know, hey, you got this backwards. You should have been, you know, serving the least of these. And I love that her response was, you just keep holding that tension. You just keep fighting for your soul in it. And I've never forgotten that. And I honestly daily look at our lives, and Zach helps me, and my good friends help me, and mentors help me, just to say, you know, is this for your glory, or is this for the good of people and the glory of God? And this is where he's called me. I can't deny that. And the people close to me can't deny it, but this is where I'm supposed to be today. I do not sit around and think to myself, you know, this is the pinnacle of ministry. You know, it is in my home. It is to my kids. It is in my church. It is the way I love and serve those around me. It is in my city and community. It's in the places that nobody sees. And I try to keep places that nobody sees. I try to keep places where I am a nobody and nobody cares about my gifts. And because I do believe that through those places, we are, you know, we are keeping our heart pure. Yeah. And so I don't mind suffering, and I don't mind being invisible. And I don't have this belief that the bigger it is, the better it is. But I also don't want to diminish the work that God might want to do. I did that for a long time as well. So I think the key isn't small or big. It's just holding it all loosely.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.